1-800-283. VARadio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. We know you're out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you on this beautiful, sunny July 1, Friday, 2011. Boy, that's not even military time.
No.
I kind of said that in a scrambled version. That's the scrambled egg version of our date and time. But it's 93 degrees outside right now.
Yeah. Speaking of scrambled eggs.
In the state
eggs.
Of Minnesota. You have Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Today is Friday. Folks, what we're doing on this show, the Sons of Liberty, is really spelling out topics. We're doing topics week by week because we only have 1 hour per day to actually expound on the topics that we so choose. And with that, we just think it's important enough to talk about the media, the lies in the media, Hollywood, the propaganda that they continuously push, how they need to be held responsible for the consequences of what they report, because it's no longer journalism, folks. It's them creating their reports before they report on them. That is illegal, and it's also called propaganda. Mm-hmm. The topic and the quote all week has been by Mark Twain. He said, or a statement, I should say, a person that does not read the newspaper is uninformed, and a person that does read the newspaper is misinformed. And I want to talk about this topic again. Now, just for the record, throughout the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we're going to kick the number out. You can jump in any time you want to. If we don't pick you up, call us the next day. That's fine. We'll get you up sooner or later. But on Friday, we really want to open up the lines as to what you derive from the message Monday through Thursday. So Fridays will be open line. It's all yours. Stick to topic, please. And again, what we've been talking about is media. We've been talking about the lies behind the media. We've been giving you analogies. We've been giving you facts. So why don't we go ahead and kick it off again and get back to the movie code, because yesterday we were actually talking about Hollywood and their responsibility and what is it that they're promulgating? What is it that the seeds have been planted into the next generation? Who has it come through? It's come through Hollywood. And what have those seeds been about? Has it been righteousness or unrighteousness? Has it been sin or has it been lawlessness? Mm-hmm. Has it been crime? So on and so forth. You guys get the point. So aside of that, let's just pick up the movie code.
And those are specific terms that you just used, sin, righteousness, and things like that. The motion pictures The Motion Picture Association of America, the MPAA, was formerly known as the Motion Pictures Producers and Distributors Association. What they developed was a provision of codes, and this was three bullet points. Number one, I want to preface this, is that the production code enumerated three general principles that you could not violate these principles. Number one was no picture shall be produced that will lower the moral standards of those who see it. Hence, the sympathy of the audience should never be thrown to the side of crime, wrongdoing, evil, or sin.
So let's parallel that. What is being promulgated and thrown on the people on a daily basis? You go into a movie theater today, or you drive by one, you look at the posters on the wall. What are they actually promulgating? Adultery?
Yep.
Fornication? Mm-hmm. These are all violations of law. Homosexuality, minimally right now.
Yeah.
Crime? How to commit the crime?
Yep. Feel sorry for the criminal.
Yep. To the point of cannibalism we talked about yesterday. And, folks, these are all crimes against our republic. Mm-hmm. And even when I'm listening to you right now, Jake, I'm seeing the distinction between a democracy and a republic.
Totally.
Yeah, do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's how this whole code thing ended, because when they went into the rating system, they left it up to people. It was no longer mm-hmm. what the law was. It was,
whatever you feel
the law is.
That's right.
That's right. So, and if you go back to that, too, is where's the sympathy going towards? Is the sympathy for a poor criminal who gets busted by a bad cop? That's what they were saying you could not have in a film. Why? Because they knew what the ripple effect would be throughout society. Correct standards of life. This was number two. Must be correct standards of life. Subject only to the requirements of drama and entertainment shall be presented.
So that explains or exemplifies Mr. Bart Simpson, the underachiever. Everybody thinks that's funny.
Yeah, what do you think of when you think of Bart Simpson?
What's interesting, you shoot for the floor. You're
that's
an
right.
underachiever. You're a loser, and you laugh about it.
Yep.
And it's, folks, people will always rise to the level of expectation.
Yeah.
And if the expectation is an underachiever and a loser, then guess what's going to happen?
Yep.
We did a commercial here in Minnesota not too long ago. Where we actually did a one-minute commercial right after Bart Simpson. And what's interesting, and I want to let the American people know, do you know, folks, who it was that was responding to the commercial?
Oh, yeah.
It was youth pastors.
Sure.
What are they doing watching an underachiever? Mm-hmm. And then they go into church. What are they teaching their kids? By the way, youth pastors are unscriptural as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And one more interesting point. Bart Simpson, for those that didn't know, started in Minneapolis. He was on the back of the city pages. That's where it started. Mm-hmm. Now, what's interesting is it wasn't the Bart Simpson show. It started out as called, the title of the comic was Life in Hell. I thought I'd just share that with everybody. But they had to make it more kid-friendly when they wanted to lower the standard, like No Child Left Behind, by the way, in public schools. Mm-hmm. But it's the same thing. They're shooting for the floor rather than the ceiling. That's why Jesus Christ is continuously under attack, and I laugh at that. Mm-hmm. But when you see our Christ and our God and our heritage under attack, like we're continuously being reminded of through the state-run media, just keep in mind, folks, because they want to overthrow that republic and that constitution and that standard, because the first thing you have to do is undermine the standard and pull away Christ and then give you a Bart Simpson-type mentality, and then that's the achievement rather than, you know, it's like when a kid gets a high school assembly today, or I'm sorry, not a high school assembly, I'm sorry, but a diploma for graduation. It's like, well, where's the merit in that?
What did I earn?
That's right. Folks, we're going to come back, and I'm going to let Jake kick off the conduct or the movie code of America and what was allowed and what's not allowed and what used to be against the law. Now they're tolerating and allowing it. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. One more heads up, folks. I do want to give you the phone number so you can be a part of today's show. 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747, or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake talking about the lies and the propaganda that the media promulgates. Behind the face of the media is the mind of them that mean to rule over you. Forget it not. If you have enough common sense, and I hope you do, and I believe that you do, you'll be as King David who said, I sent no wicked thing before mine eyes. That's exactly right. You know, it's interesting when people say, I can watch whatever I want or listen to whatever I want, and it has no effect on me. Isn't that interesting?
Of course, it doesn't influence me at all.
Do you remember that little dog, that Taco Bell dog, when he said, you kiddo Taco Bell?
Yep.
Do you know that the first time that they aired that 30-second commercial, they sold over 12 million of them little dogs in Taco Bell, at Taco Bell?
That's quite an influence.
Through the drive-thru? Oh, yeah, yeah. Bah, it doesn't have any influence on me. I can listen to what I want and watch what I want. Yeah. Kind of reminds me of that guy named, that King guy, the king, that hunchback guy in England, and he was hunchbacked, and all of his king court servants became hunchbacked just like he was, but their influence has no power over me. Or what about E.T., extraterrestrial, back in the 90s when that movie came out?
Yeah.
They actually had Reese's Pieces that were actually played during the movie. They were laying on the table. I think it was for 2 to 4 seconds, the increment was, and Reese's Pieces sales went up over 400%. Folks, I didn't say a five-minute song, and I didn't say a two-hour movie. I said a 2 to 4 second increment, and Reese's Pieces sales skyrocketed. Ah, they don't have any influence over me.
Why in the world people spend millions of dollars marketing on television? It doesn't affect anybody.
No way. I mean, why do kids kill?
Wasting their money.
I mean, those games don't have any influence over those kids. Movies don't, teach kids to commit to crime.
No.
They shouldn't be held responsible.
I don't think so.
Neither do I.
Why should they be? Like Dr. Dre said, I've never seen a CD kill anybody.
Isn't that crazy?
CD doesn't jump out of the CD player. Well, how about what's on the CD, Doctor?
Doctor.
Can you tell me, Mr. Dr. Dre?
Oh, and folks, we're not being facetious.
What do kids think about when they listen to your music?
Absolutely.
About hugging their mother and doing good deeds to their neighbors?
Yeah.
That must be it. They must think about wearing their clothing.
Let's get back to the movie code, because I think it's that important. I just thought it was important for people to understand. you are under the influence
yep.
when you go into a movie, regardless if you think so or not.
And that's a choice you make. You put it in front of your eyes. You're not forced to, but this is what they understood in Hollywood mm-hmm. because there was a moral standard.
Common sense. Wisdom is justified by your children.
Yep.
They're going to
reproduce what they see. They're going to be
influenced exactly by it. That's exactly it.
Correct standards of life. We just talked about this. This was number two. There was three bullet points. There was three general principles that all films had to follow. You had to have correct standards of life. They shall be represented. Only correct standards, not incorrect standards. Law, this is number three, law, natural or human, shall not be ridiculed. It shall, and nor shall sympathy be created for its violation. So law, first of all, wouldn't be under scrutiny. Secondly, once that law came forth, it wasn't to be, once a criminal was brought forth, you weren't to sympathize for the criminal. He wasn't to be put slanted in the light. And I'm just thought of The Simpsons again.
I got a perfect analogy if you want it. Well, it's current.
Okay.
The kid that was in the courtroom yesterday
yeah.
gave the Miss Anthony case. And
who's the sympathy for in that case?
It's interesting. The kid that was in the courtroom looked at the prosecutor and he gave him the finger.
Mm-hmm.
And the judge called him up and said, "So, do you know how to read and write?" And the kid said, "Yeah, I'm so sorry. No, just keep in mind, folks, you have a generation now that has no respect for authority.
Yep.
They laugh at it.
Where have they been taught this? Yeah.
Yep, they have been taught this. Mm-hmm. They can control their youth pastors, their pastors. They can lie to their parents and then get them over on the teachers because, after all, they're the ones that have all the rights now.
That's right.
But what's interesting is this kid gave the prosecutor the number, the judge, or the finger. The judge called him up, said, "Can you read and write?" And he said, "Yes." He said, "What did it say before you came in this room? No gestures, no face gestures, no talking, because you don't want to sway the jurors one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
You're in there as a guest, in so many words,
yep.
as a spectator concerning the case that's being tried." Mm-hmm. And the judge looked at him and said, "Okay, so you know how to read and write." So he's holding him accountable. He's asking how accountable he is by how much information he retains with knowledge, because mm-hmm. he'll be responsible for what he knows. The judge looked at him and said, "So when you gave him the finger, the prosecutor the finger, what did you mean by that?" And he said, "The F word." Oh, so we had a kid go into that case, a high-profile case.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're making a big game out of a little girl that got killed.
Yep.
What's interesting about it is he thought he was just going to go ahead and do it and get away with it. And when the judge asked him, "So why did you do that?" And the kid said, "Because you're being too harsh on the mother that possibly killed the child."
Mm-hmm.
Too harsh.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right. There's more sympathy and more of a slant shown to the criminal than there is the victim in this country, easily, hands down. In America, that's an exemplification of how far backwards this country has become.
That's right.
You have a kid. First of all, he went in there thinking he could just go ahead and do what he wanted to do.
Sure.
By the way, I wanted to bring forth the good point of this whole story. The judge looked at him, fined him $400, and took him immediately to jail for 6 days. Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Good for that judge. What did he do? He set a standard right yep. there on the spot.
And
I will not tolerate this kind of behavior and a lack of responsibility in my courtroom. See you, dude. You should have knew better.
And that's saying to every single person that's going to step on that stand, you don't cross this line. Absolutely not. That's showing love for everybody.
Now, the point was, of course, that there's more sympathy shown mm-hmm. for the criminal than the victim.
And according to the three general principles of the provisions of the movie code, is that that shall not happen. Nor no sympathy shall be created for the violation of the law. Now, these are some specific...
None.
These are some specific restrictions that were spelled out to these applications. It was basically three commandments. They were pretty simple, but this is how they opened it up and expounded it. Nakedness and suggestive dances were prohibited. You wouldn't have that in a movie. Now, folks, there was a time in this country where this is reality. You may not be able to envision it today, but this is exactly how it was, and this was reality. And our country, morally speaking, was head and shoulders above where we're at right now. The ridicule of religion was forbidden,
yeah.
and ministers...
Now it's encouraged.
That's right. And
when's the last time you've seen a movie? Folks, I don't watch movies,
mm-hmm.
but when's the last time you've seen anything that Hollywood has promoted? And when you watch it, just think back about when you were in the world, Jake. Tell me one movie that didn't say GD it. It was almost yeah. like a seal of approval mm-hmm. for that actor to get the job if and only he said GD it. He had a curse god,
yep.
which in fact the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. But it was almost like it was just their seal of approval that we're in agreement with Hollywood and we're going to condemn Christ and God.
Yeah, it's never Buddha that they're using his name.
No, no. I mean, can you imagine that? Buddha. I mean, can you imagine a guy stubbing his toe? Hare Krishna. I mean, can you imagine a guy breaking his thumb or something? Oh, Islam.
That's right.
I mean, seriously, it's that ridiculous.
It is that ridiculous. You can see who they're at war with. But the ridicule of religion was forbidden, and ministers of religion were not to be represented as comic characters or as villains.
Hmm.
The depiction of illegal drug use was forbidden.
Wait. Rewind a little bit. Who are you talking about?
I was talking about the ministers.
Isn't it interesting that Hollywood also promotes the weakness of priests,
that's right,
ministers, when in fact they're the ones that are be called to be more than conquerors?
Yeah.
When you read the Bible, did you see the priests or the ministers, folks, in the Word of God, did you see them defeated or did you see them as conquerors? Because my Bible shows me a conquering spirit, not a defeated one.
Right.
But what does Hollywood promote?
Mm-hmm.
Weakness in the priests or in the ministers?
Yep.
When in fact it's completely contrary.
You know, I did see a movie where actually the religion was shown in a very positive light, and that was called The Passion. But Hollywood didn't put out The Passion.
No, as a matter of fact.
That can explain it.
Yeah, I'll explain that in a minute, but go on.
The depiction of illegal drug use was forbidden, as well as the use of liquor, when not required by the plot or for proper characterization. In other words, if somebody was used, you know, as a drug user or an alcoholic or something like that, justice was brought upon that person.
Keep going, Jake. I got it.
Okay. Methods of crime. Safe cracking, arson, smuggling were not explicitly presented. So you couldn't use those methods of crime to teach others because they knew that's exactly what it would do. Reference to alleged sexual perversion, such as homosexuality, venereal disease, both were forbidden, as were depictions of childbirth. They even went to that innocency and they kept a cloak over that. The language section banned various words and phrases that were considered to be offensive.
So why were they banned? That's the question. Because there was laws that permitted certain
blasphemy.
Things you could say. That's right.
Yep, you'd get a ticket. You'd be fined for blaspheming. As a matter of fact, a lot of these laws are still on the books, just lack of being enforced right now. But a good exemption of how we do enforce these things is what that judged in the courtroom. No kid's going to walk into a courtroom now and think he can flip somebody the bird and everything's cool because justice came in.
Folks, we're going to take a quick break really quick and quick really quick. If you want to be a part of the show, it's the Sons of Liberty, Bradley and Jake, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747 if you'd like to be a part of the show. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long, only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Jake, you were just talking about the passion of the Christ. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. One more time, 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747. You were just talking about the passion of the Christ, and what we're talking about today, folks, is just the lying media. And we're on the topic of Hollywood right now. Last segment, Jake brought up the point about the passion of the Christ. It's interesting, folks, after the passion of the Christ actually came out, $125 million was made after the first 5 days, and $144.6 million was made after 7 days of The Passion of the Christ. When it went overseas, it became the number one independent film in history. And what's interesting, and this is your point, Jake, Mel Gibson was not given one red cent to actually promote, distribute, or to create that movie. Not one red cent.
And that shows you how pure it was, because look at the topic. It was going
One more thing that's interesting, too, is we talked about this yesterday, is that they had signs that were actually warning parents before their kids entered into the movie theater to watch it. It said, notice to moviegoers, The Passion of the Christ is rated R and contains graphic depictions of brutality. It is spoken in Aramaic and Latin with English subtitles. AMC and the movie theater owners strongly advised parents to learn more about the film before deciding if it's appropriate for their children to even enter in to a movie theater. It's interesting, folks, that Hollywood promotes nothing but fornication, sex before marriage, adultery, murder, a lot of murder, everything sucks, lasciviousness, and even cannibalism. And what's interesting, folks, is movies that we're playing where I've seen these signs posted, remember the movie Passion of the Christ had sequences of violence against the Son of God for our redemption, by the way. That's how backwards these people are. That was rated R. That had a warning sign. The movie Monster was playing in the same movie theater. That had strong violence, sexual content, and pervasive language, yet there was no warning sign, and that was rated R. Another movie playing in the same theater that Passion of the Christ was, Calendar Girl, nudity, language, drug-related material. Again, no warning sign. That was PG-13. That's what its ratings were. 21 grams. Language, sexuality, violence, drug use. Again, rated R, but no warning sign. but they had a warning sign on there for your kids to see the Lamb of God that was slain for the sins of the world. Isn't that interesting? So I came up with my own sign. Tell me what you think. AMC and filmmaking hypocrites advise parents to learn more about the film industry before deciding if it's appropriate for their children to even enter into a movie theater. And one more point, and I'll give it back to you, Jake. G-rated films are far better at the box office than R-rated films are. Yet R-rated films are released 12 times more than G-rated films. G-rated films make $92.3 million on average per film. R-rated films, $17.9 million on average. So, folks, it's not at all about how much money they make at times. It's about what's being indoctrinated into you and your children every time you go into a movie theater. And the audacity of these people to actually promulgate or even to post a notice warning people not to see the Lamb of God that died for the sins of the world. That's incredible to me. And that is completely backwards as to what Scripture exemplifies.
You know, why does a person post a warning sign? Because a warning is warning you of a threat to your safety. So it makes perfect sense why in the world Hollywood would post a warning sign in Passion of the Christ.
Well, I think it's quite obvious. The establishment.
Exactly.
Yeah. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent, wisdom in the way of caution, their caution, in their own sight, which justify the wicked for reward and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. By the way, folks, I just wanted to reiterate this and give you a little biblical knowledge. That woe is a curse. They're mocking God. That's not a good place to put yourself. Go ahead, Jake.
Murder scenes had to be filmed in a way that could discourage imitations in real life, that would discourage imitations in real life. There was no killing and you get away with it, or, oh, good, that guy got his. I'm sorry, he got killed. Or any type of gang wars where people were getting killed and it was glamorized and somebody walked around all macho because they just killed somebody. So murder was something that was obsolete, and if it was, there would be no brutal killings. It could not be shown in detail, and revenge in modern times was not to be justified. So revenge for the wrong reasons. We're not talking about justice there. We're talking about revenge. Revenge was not to be justified. The sanctity of marriage and the home had to be upheld.
There's a brand new movie out called No Strings Attached. When we were playing My War documentary, incredible.
Yep.
Incredible.
No sanctity in those type of movies.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, in Hollywood, this is what it was like.
Or Bad Teacher's out now. It's got a picture of an apple and it says, eat me on it. And then it's got the picture of the teacher with her legs up on the desk. Yeah, that's educational. That's righteous stuff, man.
The sanctity of marriage and of the home had to be upheld. In other words, no adultery. Pictures shall not imply that both forms of sexual relationships are the accepted or common thing. And if it was represented at all, there would always be justice brought to the end to show that this was morally wrong. Adultery and illicit sex, although recognized as sometimes necessary to the plot, could not be explicit or justified and were not supposed to be presented as an attractive option. It's similar to the case with King David, or it's similar to the case with Samson, where there was a situation that happened in real life, but what was at the end of that story? Extreme justice to make you say, whoa,
yeah.
I learned from that mistake.
Teaches you the fear of God.
Wasn't
right.
Memorized at the end of the movie, the guy got away with it.
Yeah.
Scenes of passion were not to be introduced when not essential to the plot. In other words, you don't got two people just making out for the fun of it, or casual sex scenes as you brought up before. Excessive and lustful kissing was to be avoided, along with any other treatment that might simulate for the lower and baser elements.
So what you're seeing today then on a daily basis, and it's like swimming through shark-infested waters when you turn the television on. That's why you can't watch the garbage. What's being promoted is crime, continuously.
And immorality.
Yeah. Back in the 40s, if a crime was committed, even up until 1968, the criminal had to be brought to justice or punished for his crimes before that end of the movie.
That's right.
Okay.
Justice had to be executed because it was teaching a lesson. It was a valid lesson.
By the way, one more point, too. You couldn't say nuts to you, dang, lousy, or jerk. Not GD. It, as a matter of fact, even during our phonies, we'll talk about that some other time. But even if you said the name of the Lord in vain, you could be fined and imprisoned.
That's right. Blasphemy charges.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Another thing, too, is immorality. What does a person who's immoral, is he generally considered, he's portrayed nowadays in some media in the press, as being strong. He's moral, he's normal, he's common. An immoral man is weak or strong. He's obviously weak. He's compromised himself morally. So as you watch through this, as you listen to what Hollywood placed as standards, most of this was family-driven, family-oriented, and it did nothing but strengthen society.
Just watched Johnny Tremaine the other day with my kids. Walt Disney had this back out in the 60s. Folks, there was first of all, it was very patriotic, very upright. They quoted scriptures a couple times in there. It was very God-fearing, very uprighteous, very stable, and it was always substantiated by what? Righteousness.
That's right.
And the standard was always who? God.
Yep.
In Christ.
Even as you see when Johnny Tremaine breaks the Sabbath.
Now what's...
He breaks the law.
He got in trouble. That's right.
And it taught kids, oh, I don't want to do that. Johnny did it, so maybe I can do it and get away with it.
Yeah, even back then, Jake, what's interesting about Johnny Tremaine, it's a movie about the Revolution, folks. And it's a great movie for your kids. It's Walt Disney. I think it was in the 50s or the 60s, but check it out. It's great stuff. What's also interesting is when the kids stole, they called for his hanging. Wow. Wow. No. Because if you look at Scripture, nowhere is prison justifiable. Folks, what do you think of that one? Really? I never thought. No. The prisons were always established by who? Tyrants. Or the state. God always called forth quick judgment onto crime to put the fear of God in others that they might not commit the crime.
You know, this is why. Who suffers the penalty when a criminal goes to prison? Who suffers? Well, the criminal suffers, but at whose expense?
No, he doesn't.
But at whose expense?
Yeah.
Whose expense? Who pays for that prison? Is the criminal? Well, no. Does the criminal pay for his meal?
Isn't it something?
Well, no.
The taxpayers do.
That's right.
Yeah.
So though it may be an inconvenience to the prisoner, he does not suffer.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, yeah, so we're just kind of rolling through this, folks, and as we continuously go forward on this, it's interesting, too, as Jake was just talking about. I want to go over to Caesar really quick, and Caesar said this. He said, give men a piece of bread and a spectacle, entertain them, and I can do whatever I want with them, speaking of Hollywood and the lies behind the media. This is just, it's mind-blowing, but folks, it's really that simple. If I sat my little child down here and started talking about this, he would totally get it.
Yeah.
Dad, I want to do this. I want to do No. I want you to do the hard thing, and I want you to do the right thing, and I want you to study and show yourself approved unto God. That's what I want you to do. I want you to make yourself a useful vessel for mankind. You're not here to be served by God. You're here to serve God. Although he bestows his mercy and his goodness upon you, thank God for that. And we always show our gratitude towards God by leading towards holiness. And that's always leaning towards him and into his son. So we can extrapolate, might I say, or be soaked with the spirit of holiness by his Holy Spirit and his anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage over those that we go to. But back to Hollywood, isn't it interesting that the word tame derived from entertain means to stop from entering in? And that was my point that I was just trying to make. The point that I was just trying to make was, is, listen, when you're entertained to death, listen again what Caesar said. Give men a piece of bread and a spectacle. Entertain them. And he said, I can do whatever I want to do with you.
Yep. There's your immorality.
Totally. Folks, we got one more segment coming up. If you'd like to be a part of the show, please do. That number is 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. You got Bradley and Jake. Again, folks, we're having technical difficulty. We apologize for that. If you'd like to know who we are, please hang in there with us.
Stick with us.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Coming right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The two pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at HardShoes.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-feeding food reserves, and more. For a limited time with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.HardShoot.com. www.HardShoot.com.
Hey Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Well, as we bring this week to a closure, Monday through Friday, might I add, the topic of the lying media, I think it's important for people to understand what Samuel Adams said in 1772. In the Committees of Correspondence, when he said, number one, tell Americans their rights and how their rights have been violated. Folks, you're being taught on a daily basis through propagandists that you don't have rights, that you have privileges, and government's the answer for everything. Isn't it interesting they're all working for the same puppet master? Number two, Samuel Adams said, the great political agitator, tell Americans what they should do because their rights have been violated. Stand up, folks, because somebody died to give you those rights. And number three, get flashes across the colonies, and that's exactly what we're doing. Again, we're talking about the media, and today we've been talking about Hollywood.
Benjamin Rush said, liberty without virtue would be no blessing to us. The only foundation for a useful education in a republic is to be laid in religion. Without this, there can be no virtue. Without virtue, there can be no liberty. And liberty is the object and life of all republican governments.
You know what I just heard today? Riding on what you're saying there right now? That the 4th of July
is only
for Republicans and conservatives.
Yeah.
Folks, I think they just told you who they were.
Exactly. That's Harvard University that
published
that.
That's called communism. That's called communists. That's called socialists. What kind of a face are you looking for to tolerate that kind of garbage? Mm-hmm. They keep slipping further and further into the holes that they themselves have dug. They keep telling on themselves on a daily basis, are you listening? Mm-hmm. And it's interesting that they would say that the 4th of July is only for conservatives and Republicans.
And it's political.
I thought it was patriotic.
Yeah. I thought we all live in this country, right?
Ah.
And we all experience the benefits the Constitution has brought and the Declaration gave to Americans.
Oh. So it's us, the patriots, and you are... Big question mark. And you are telling on yourselves by telling us who you really are.
That's right.
You are anti-American, and you are un-American. But, folks, what does the media continuously call Tea Partiers?
Mm-hmm.
Just exactly what they are.
Yeah, yeah.
just exactly what they are. And by the way, I hate this kind of talk. When we talk about the left and the right, I cannot stand it. There's only a right that we should be exemplifying or maintaining or magnifying in this country, not a left. The only reason we have a left, America, is because the right's not doing the right thing all the time.
That's right.
So don't complain about what you tolerate. I don't mean to be redundant, but it's just a fact. I want to ask you if the media is doing their job. Here's another question for you. How many candidates were there in the 2008 presidential race? I'm giving them time to think. 19. There's 303,824,640 people in this country, but yet most people thought there was only two or three candidates to pick from. Yeah. Folks, who told you that?
Well, it was in the paper, Brad.
Who told you that? You know what we hear from the media now? You can't say that, and they can't say that, and that's unconstitutional. And, you know, who do they think they are saying that? And yet they're on the other side of the fence promoting crimes, as we've been talking about through the media. But it's called freedom of speech, I guess, to break the law.
Mm-hmm. Using that freedom, two more that I have left.
Okay.
The flag of the United States was to be treated respectfully, and the people and history of other nations were to be presented fairly.
I agree. I concur.
Yeah, you shouldn't be able to lie about another nation to increase your plot.
No, I have found that foreigners are some of the coolest people. When they respect who we are as a people, I think they are some of the coolest people I've ever met in my life.
Who was it at the college when we were there at the college? A professor asked us to come speak for his poli-sci class. Yeah. And so we talked to this class.
Good point, yeah.
And this class was just arguing with me and Bradley about
in college,
how we're not a Christian nation. You guys are so stupid. We're not Christians.
And she was the conservative, lovely young lady. You know, I'm just not convinced. You guys are way off base.
Be careful of semantics.
Yes, yeah, so don't want to do
make
that.
Make me cry and offend people. And then a Muslim raises his hand and says, "Hello, I'm from Egypt."
Yep.
And he said, "I'm a Muslim." And he said, "You know what I respect about America is that you are a Christian nation. And if you weren't, I wouldn't want to live here."
That's exactly what he
said. So a Muslim stands up and gives this
history report on who we are as Americans.
And all
we have
Americans.
The American are combating what we, me and Jake, and the Muslim is saying about who we are.
So what are you going to say to that? They all sat there drop-jawed, feeling ignorant, and they should.
Yep.
Here's this Muslim instructing them that even though he is a Muslim, and he says, "I am a Muslim unashamedly. You are a Christian nation, and that's why I'm here right now."
That's right.
My benefits come from the Christian nation that our founders put us, gave us a foundation in.
Yeah. Here's another question for you, just kind of talking about that topic. Folks, you ever wonder why so many foreign people come to this country? You ever wonder why people of foreign nations always invoke or incite the Constitution of the United States? Because they know that's the God and the liberty that was bestowed upon us was the God that established this country.
Exactly.
This is my question. If their God was God, then why did they come to America?
Mm-hmm.
If they were so prosperous where they were, then why did they come here?
Well, it's definitely not because they were coming here to help us get things together.
No.
It was quite the contrary.
No, I laugh.
We were going to help them.
I laugh at that.
That was kind of funny how your teeth did that.
Did you like that?
Yeah. That was good.
It was supposed to be funny, Jake.
So in America, the treatment of vulgarity.
Jake, why does it feel like there's a big wet blanket on us today?
I don't know.
I mean, did you not get your coffee this morning or what?
It's kind of like when the guys are running out in the race and they've got weights on their ankles. They just got to ignore it and just keep on running.
Well, that's true. You're building up resistance.
Good
for you.
Got to build it. So maybe that's just resistance or something. I don't know.
I don't know. Here's another thing I want to know. We get emails from people all over the country.
Mm.
Great show. Love your topics. Folks, have you noticed on a continuous basis, and this will increase more and more as we continuously expose the things that are going on in the country and giving you the answers to put your feet back upon the rock. But have you ever noticed that the majority of the people that call in on, like, the state-run media or conservative outlets, they always agree with them for the most part?
Oh, it's so good to be on your show. I just love you. Thanks for the opportunity.
And you're the best, man.
Oh, I've been listening to you forever.
But have you noticed
you
that
wall.
When it really matters the most, you have the opposition combating the truth, and you're sitting there trying to figure out where the righteous are
to stand
with you.
Yep.
in the battle.
Speaking of that, I just went on Facebook and I found a Facebook page, and you all can check this out. It said, after Bradley did what he did at the Capitol, it said, I stand with Bradley Dean. That's the Facebook. That's people saying, you know what, that is my words, and I'm glad you went in there to say what our officials that we elected and put in there should have been saying and should have been standing for. That was awesome, America.
Do you ever think sometimes, folks, that maybe you're called to be the leader?
Yes.
Have you ever thought about that? Because that's what the Sons of Liberty is about,
you know,
empowering you to lead the way. Maybe you're the one. If you see what the problem is, and you're so concerned, I can't stand the word concern. It's a religious word in the churches. We have some concerns about you. If you're so concerned about what's going on, maybe it's God. I bet that it's the Lord that opened your eyes to see what the problem is. And I can guarantee, I can tell you what he says to you after he opens your eyes.
That's right.
Go right the wrongs.
That's right. But, you know, some people are concerned. Well, you know, I just don't have the credentials yet. I'm still going through school, and then I'll be used for the Lord to do mighty exploits.
It's amazing how faithful the Lord is when you're in the middle of it, because to a lot of people it's so real until you get in the center of the game. Yep. It's got to stink to be a spectator, folks.
You know, another thing a lot of folks think is, well, I just haven't felt the calling from God. God hasn't spoke to me yet. If there's a child drowning in front of you in a swimming pool, do you wait for God to speak to you to save that child? Of course not. And that's what Bradley's saying, is when your conscience is convicting you, you have the ability to see the difference between right and wrong. Your obligation, not only to society, but to the God who created you, is to go out and right that wrong. There's nothing like superstitious about that. Nothing super spiritual about that. As a matter of fact, many of the characters in the Bible, real life people that did great exploits,
real life people,
were just normal people.
Real life people.
Like Mr. Gideon, who's threshing the wheat floor. He says, I'm the least in my father's house. I'm a nobody. You can't call me. But there's an angel right there saying, oh, no, it's time. Yeah. Let's go out and right the wrong.
Yeah. Here's another one for you. Maybe Martin Luther King Jr. was right when he said, rarely do we find men who willingly engage in hard, solid thinking. There's an almost universal quest for easy answers and half-baked solutions. Nothing pains some people more than having to think.
Ooh.
Wasn't it Adolf Hitler through the media, because that's been the topic? Isn't it interesting that Adolf Hitler, everybody knows who old 80 is.
Mm.
It's a good thing for people in power that people never think. Isn't that interesting? Folks, it's time to think, and it's time to get in the fight, because there's plenty to be had.
Mm-hmm.
There's freedom nowhere where there hasn't first been a fight and sacrifice.
That's right.
And you've been given a lot of responsibility, so stand up and get in the fight.
Yep.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we love you by what we do, and we tell you hard things because we love. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Don't forget it. When you can say hard things to hard people or to people, it's because you love. When people say nice things to you, turn the other way, and you better tuck tail, because it was Judas that kissed the Son of Man, and he betrayed him with it. Talk to you next week.